Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, April 11th, 2022, through Friday, April 15th, 2022. Monday, April 11th, 2022. Former CEO and COO of JHL Biotech sentenced for conspiring to steal trade secrets and commit wire fraud exceeding $101 million. Co-founder and former CEO of JHL Biotech, Rachel Jordanoff, was sentenced to 12 months and one day in federal prison and 36 months of supervised release with 9 months of home confinement for his role in conspiring to commit trade secret theft and wire fraud. The company's co-founder and former chief operating officer, Rose Lynn, aka Rose Swinarn Tong, received a similar sentence to Jordanoff, but without the home confinement requirement. Between 2014 and 2018, Jordanoff sometimes personally used and instructed others to use confidential, proprietary, trade secret, Gentech documents and information relating to Gentech's complex technology transfer procedures and processes. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, April 12, 2022. Father and son convicted of $1.7 million COVID-19 relief fraud. Izzat Freitek and his son, Tarek Freitek, were convicted for their roles in a COVID-19 relief fraud scheme that defrauded the federal government out of over $1.7 million. Izzat Freitek was convicted of one count of conspiracy to commit money laundering, three counts of money laundering, and one count of making false statements. Tarek Freitek was convicted of one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud, one count of bank fraud, one count of conspiracy to commit money laundering, one count of money laundering, and one count of falsifying and concealing material facts. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, April 13, 2022. CEO of local financial firm sentenced to multi-million dollar securities and tax fraud scheme forfeits millions. David John Nava was sentenced to 12 months in federal prison for the commission of multiple felonies committed during the operation of his financial firm. According to the plea agreement and sentencing papers, Nava managed Surf Financial Group, LLC, despite federal securities regulators permanently banning and censoring him in 1994 from participating in the industry. Nava admitted that he and other co-conspirators, including a licensed attorney, converted the debt of various publicly traded companies under materially false and fraudulent pretenses into unrestricted stock and then sold the stock for profit. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, April 14th, 2022. Former coal company vice president arrested and charged with foreign bribery, money laundering, and wire fraud. Former coal company executive Charles Hunter Hobson was arrested on charges alleging that he violated the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, laundering funds and receiving kickbacks as part of an alleged scheme to pay bribes to government officials in Egypt in connection with contracts with Egyptian state-owned and state-controlled company Al Nasser. The seven-count indictment alleges that Hobson engaged in the bribery and money laundering scheme between 2016 and early 2020. During part of that time, Hobson was the vice president of a coal company in Pennsylvania, referenced as Company 1 in the indictment, and responsible for the company's business relationship with Al Nasser. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. Friday, April 15th, 2022. Four Russian government employees charged in two historical hacking campaigns targeting critical infrastructure worldwide. Four Russian nationals who work as Russian government employees were charged by indictment for allegedly attempting, supporting, and conducting computer intrusions that together in two separate conspiracies targeted the global energy sector between 2012 and 2018. In total, these hacking campaigns targeted thousands of computers at hundreds of companies and organizations in approximately 135 countries. According to U.S. Deputy Attorney General Lisa O. Monaco, Russian state-sponsored hackers pose a serious and persistent threat to critical infrastructure, both in the United States and around the world. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.